Brittany, please call the order. Brittany, please call the roll.
Chair Gruters.
Here.
Vice Chair Torres.
Here.
Senator Hudson.
Here.
Senator Stewart.
Here.
Senator Wright.
A quorum is present. Please silence all electronic devices. Anyone wishing to speak before the committee, please complete an appearance form and give it to the administrative assistant. Should you select to waive your speaking time, your position will be read into the record. We're going to start with Tab 1, Senate Bill 508 on sales tax absorption by Senator Baxley. Senator Baxley, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, Senators. Good to be with you. This bill repeals the prohibition so that businesses may have the option of paying the sales tax on behalf of their consumer. In order for businesses to exercise this option, they'll be required to disclose the applicable sales tax that they are voluntarily absorbing on behalf of the customer on the receipt at the time of the sale. The business would then remit the sales tax to the state exactly as it currently does now in those situations. This could have a side benefit of really helping us reduce unremitted or uncollected sales taxes that we experience often with our differential on internet sales too, I think. So overall, I think it's a good value. There's a number of other states that are already doing it, and I think it would be good policy and would help our sales tax collections. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? We have Christian Camara with B&H Photo. Thank you very much. Tim Nungesser with NFIB. Thank you very much. Is there any debate on the bill? Senator Baxley, you're recognized to close on the bill.
Wave close.
Brittany, please call the roll on Senate Bill 508.
Senator Hudson.
Yes.
Senator Stewart.
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres.
Yes.
Chair Gruters.
Yes. By your vote, Senate Bill 508 is reported favorably. Now we're going to move to Senate Bill 542, Back to School Sales Tax Holiday by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and committee. This is the Back to School Sales Tax Holiday that we hear every year. This is a 10-day sales tax that would take effect July 31st and go through August 9th. Some of the items that would fall into the category would be clothing, footwear, wallets, backpacks, school supplies, personal computers, and computer-related accessories. And I do have one amendment.
Are there any questions? Okay. Let's take up the amendment 459404 by Senator Perry. Senator Perry, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This just clarifies a drafting error. It had computer-related accessories that were not included in the entire 10-day, and it just adds those accessories into the 10-day period.
Great. Are there any questions on the amendment? Are there any appearance forms for the amendment? Is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Perry, you're recognized to close on the amendment.
Wait, please.
All in favor of the amendment say yay.
Yay.
All opposed? The amendment is adopted. Back to the bill. Are there any questions on the bill? Yes, Senator Torres.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, and good morning, Senator Perry. The question that I have is on this sales tax, are we checking to make sure these are Florida residents and not out of state or tourists?
Senator Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. There's no way to clarify that whether they would be a resident of the state or not. There's not a way for the state to do that. I'm not sure how we would implement that.
Well, you show up. May I?
Yes, please go ahead.
Well, to me, it's like showing ID, proof, you know, your driver's license, your other saying that you have a Florida driver's license, and that's revenue that will be, you know, saved for Florida residents. But somebody visiting or somebody coming from out of state visiting here because we have this sales tax, what do you think?
Senator Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I think we've done this every year. I certainly, if you had some ideas in making sure that the implementation of that would be something that could be done fairly and evenly, I'm not sure, though, from a constitutional standpoint, if we can do that either, though. I'm not sure. We certainly talk to staff later about that, whether we're allowed to take certain people and exempt them based on their residence of a certain tax. I'd be happy to look into that.
I will follow up with you on that. Thank you.
Senator Stewart.
Thank you. And we do take this on every year. And it's been my understanding, and you may correct me if I'm wrong, if you know, but we do get a lot of Georgia, Florida people coming on the days that the tax exemption is available. But what it ends up doing is providing us with like three times as much income because they're paying here in Florida. Do you know if there is been any information on that in regard to that, whether we are making more money?
Senator Perry.
Yeah, the only thing would be anecdotal evidence. I would think that would make sense, but I wouldn't have any documents or verification. Certainly, it's a good question. We could try to check into that.
Thank you. Any further questions? Seeing none. Is there any debate on the bill? Are there any appearance forms for the bill? We have Kurt Winner with Florida Tax Watch. And there's going to wave in support. Brewster Beavis for the Associated Industries of Florida. Waves in support. Jake Farmer with the Florida Retail Federation. Thank you very much. Is there any debate on the bill as amended? Seeing none, Senator Perry, you're recognized to close on the bill as amended.
Yes, just real quickly. So last year we moved this down, this negotiating thing. We moved down to 5 years. Some people have asked how much this is going to cost the state. I'd just like to maybe reframe that and how much it saves families in the state of Florida, which is at last year it was for 5 days, it saved Florida families $36 million. So I'd like to just rephrase that instead of a cost to the state, to savings to Florida families, and ask for your support.
Thank you. Brittany, please call the roll on CS for SB 542.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Torres?
Yes.
Chair Gruters?
Yes. By your vote, CS for Senate Bill 542 is reported favorably. Members, I'm now going to turn the chair over to Vice Chair Torres.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Let's take up tab 3, SB 524, sales tax holiday for disaster preparedness supplies by Senator Gruters. You are recognized to explain the bill, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 524 establishes an 18-day period beginning May 29th for three weekends in 2020. As Florida continues to experience natural disasters such as hurricanes, this bill would allow Floridians the opportunity to prepare the necessary items such as radios, batteries, and generators. Items purchased for disaster preparedness and protection would be exempt from sales and use tax and local discretionary sales surtaxes. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Well, I have one question, the same one that I asked Senator Perry. Of out-of-state residents coming in and getting supplies on our what this bill does.
I don't think it would differentiate between who buys the products at any one particular time. There are some, maybe some out-of-state residents with second homes, or maybe some undocumented immigrants that also may need some protection.
Okay. There are any appearance forms? We have Kurt Winner, sales tax. Kurt Winner, Vice President. Is he here? He's for the bill. Carrie Hanbrick. Carrie. Is it PGT Innovations? She's in support. Brewster Beavis? Very good. Jake Farmer. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none?
Wait.
You have a debate?
I think this is a great bill. I'm in support of it, and they quickly moved over the question part of it, but I'm assuming that this includes generators.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It sure does.
Thank you very much.
Senator Grulich, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. This is important because as Florida has done a great job of preparing for hurricanes and we have great leadership in the state that that encourages people to get ready, but we can never be too prepared. And this will both highlight the opportunity to go out there and for disaster preparedness, but give all the residents and the people in the state of Florida the opportunity to make sure that they could be prepared for the next disaster. And I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Brittany, please call the roll on SB 524.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Grutters?
Yes.
Chair Torres?
Yes. By your vote, SB 524 is reported favorably. Now we go to tab 4. SB 576 on research and development tax credit by Senator Grutters. Senator Grutters, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chairman. Senate Bill 576 furthers the state's investment in private research and development by increasing the cap for the amounts of credits available from $9 million to $50 million. This bill also allocates up to $10 million of the $50 million credits to clean technology. In 2019, there was 188 different companies that received $9 million in credits for the 2018 tax year, but the request overall was over $108 million in credits, so each business only received 8% of the credit that what they were eligible for. Then this, at the end of the day, this credit is really a great one for Florida. The DEO establishes the qualified businesses that it would be used for, but this is the only available to companies that increase their base spending in research and development over the last 4 years. So it's just the increase. It's a allows Florida to continue to be a leader in providing high wage employment for our residents. That is the bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Yes, you're recognized.
Thank you, Vice Chair. I could not locate a clear definition of clean tech, although Enterprise Florida has something on their web page that does kind of go through what they consider to be clean tech. And but it doesn't mention anything about ethanol as clean tech. Do you know if that's included?
I think that the DEO will make is in charge of determining the finer criteria, but it's about energy efficiency and environment and companies that are focusing on that.
Okay.
Not utility companies, but energy companies overall that deal with that.
Okay. Any other questions? Let's go for the appearance. Kurt Werner. He's in support. Jerry Sampson. Very good. Carolyn Johnson.
Florida Chamber of Commerce waves in support. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Brewster Beavis. Thank you. Is there any debate on the bill? Seeing none, Senator Grutters, you are recognized to close on the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As we look at all the various tax opportunities we have this year for the tax bill, this is probably one of the most important because as a state, we want to continue to drive some of these, to continue to encourage as much as we can these industries that are targeted to allow our residents to get the best possible jobs that they can so they can be better providers for their families, and I encourage everybody to support this great bill.
Brittany, please call the roll call on SB 576.
Senator Hudson?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Vice Chair Grutters?
Yes.
Chair Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright
is here.
I apologize, Senator Wright.
Yes.
Okay. By your vote, Senate Bill 576 is reported favorably. I'm now going to turn the chair back to Chair Grutters.
Thank you. Senator Wright, would you like to vote on the previous three bills?
Yes, please. Yes, please.
Okay, so we'll take Senate Bill 508 by Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senate Bill 542 by Perry?
Yes.
Senate Bill 524?
Yes.
Thank you. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Wright moves we adjourn. Seeing there's no objection, this meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.